In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many things that I could speak about today, brothers and sisters. Today is the Nativity of the Theotokos. And so, this gospel about the Theotokos has much that could teach us, the one that's said for all of our feast days. And then the Sunday before the exaltation of the cross, that was the gospel that was also read in Slavonic as well as English. And I was going to speak, to be honest with you, about the parable of the wedding feast. And I prepared some thoughts about it. And then, one of those moments occurred that I wrote about recently. I hope you read about it. Sometimes in the services, you just have a moment of clarity. And it just, something touches you. Don't you just wait for those moments? I do. Those times when it just seems that you understand. It's only for a moment. You feel the mercy of God so present. You feel God so close to you. You feel so much this desire to do good. And you feel this hope springing up within your breast that you can. There are moments like that in the services. I have to admit to you, they're not that very often for me. Actually, the funny thing is they were more often when I was a deacon. But now that I'm a priest, maybe there's more cares being a priest and I don't have it happen as often. And as a layman also, more often. I hope that you have these moments. I hope that you pray to God when you come to the services, that God would enlighten you, that you would come away better than when you came. We don't come just to worship God. We come to be fed, to be helped, to be healed. And there is great grace present in all of the services, whatever they are. Well, the moment came for me when the epistle was being read. And I'd read it, of course, before. And I'd made my decision what I was going to talk about. And this is the epistle from the Nativity of the Theotokos, which is about the Incarnation. So it makes sense that Theotokos is always associated with the Incarnation, right? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's enough right there. If we live our life according to what the apostle said, we will be saved. That's the totality of the gospel. That's the totality of the law. Just as when Christ was asked about the greatest commandment, he said, love the Lord your God with all your soul and all your mind and all your heart, and the second is like it, love the neighbor as yourself. That is the totality of the law. So one could say, right here, what the apostle said here is all we need to know to save our souls. To have the mind of Christ. You know, the church has the mind of Christ. And we are part of the church. If we have the mind of Christ, then we have all wisdom, all holiness. Nothing would confuse us. We would always choose the right way. Because Christ always chose the right way. I was recently speaking about something to someone and saying that the scripture and the services for that matter as well, they have many phrases in them that could be, as it were, a mnemonic device. A memory aid for us. Not something that is on a flashcard that we memorize, but something that is in our heart, deeply in our heart, and that motivates us. This could be one of those things. There's all kinds of silly and stupid things that happen daily. And we participate in these things. Things that don't matter. Things that go away almost as soon as we're concerned about them and they're gone. Why do we err? Why do we sin? Because we don't have the mind of Christ at that moment. Let the mind of Christ, let this mind be in you, so the apostle says. If we cultivated this at all moments in our life, we would not sin. The man who knows Christ intimately would never sin, ever. Would never be confused. Would never be despondent. Would never be angry. Christ was none of those things. Because he was always with a mind towards obeying his father. He always knew what the right thing to do was. He always valued the right thing. Look at us. We value things that go away every day. Things that just don't matter. How much time do we waste? Reading things that don't matter. Talking about things that don't matter. Being all angry and upset about things that don't matter. Only one thing matters. To know Jesus Christ. That's all. The only thing in your life that is of importance is who are you becoming? What kind of person are you? You were born for greatness. You were born to know God, to become holy, to become all, as the scriptures say, or as the services say, all I, like the angels. That's what we were born for. And what do we spend our time with? Silly things. Sinful things. But what if we always evaluated everything that we are going to do? Whatever it is. Whether it be getting on a bus, or going to work, or cutting the lawn, or fixing dinner, or whatever it is in our daily lives. If everything was evaluated by, do we have the mind of Christ at this moment? Would we sin if the mind of Christ was in us richly? No. So, when you're presented with some situation, is the mind of Christ in you? If it is, then you will not sin. And to the extent that it isn't, then that's when we fall into these sins. So many times, such pettiness in our lives. Pettiness about what we want. Pettiness about what upsets us. Pettiness about just our habits and our daily lifestyle. All of it's going away. It's all going to be gone. The only thing that's left is what we become. So that when, in the end, the Lord will see us, He'll know us, He'll recognize us, He'll look at us, and we will have the likeness of God, the image of God within us. Otherwise, He'll look at us and say, I don't know you. And those that are confused will say, Lord, you know, when did I not help you when you were? When did I see you hungry and I did not feed you, or naked and I did not clothe you, or sick or in prison? And the Lord will tell them. Well, it's not just that we should help everyone, the least of these. Yes, that is the application of having the mind of Christ within you. That's the result of having the mind of Christ within you. That's not the goal of life, to help all people. That's the result of our goal. To have the mind of Christ in us. How much would we be saved from sin if we took the apostles seriously here? If we fully understood what Christ did for us, oh yes, we can recount it. We can say, yes, the prophets proclaimed Him, and oh, we could even talk about this parable, which is really about the incarnation and the Jews' rejection of Christ and the bringing in of the Gentiles. All beautiful, exalted, theological ideas. We could say that Jesus Christ became man through the Theotokos and lived and showed us how to live and died on the cross and went to hell and preached to those in Hades and rose from the dead, making us capable of breaking the bonds of death. Yes, that's all true. And I hope you know it. But do you feel it? Is it uppermost in your mind when you're doing something, especially when you're considering something that's sinful or foolish or a time waster? If we really felt the significance of Christ's act, who humbled Himself when He had no need to, He chose to. So we must emulate what He did. Examples are much more powerful than expressions of teaching. You can say to someone how to live, but if you show them how to live, then they will learn. Well, Christ showed us. in ways that words cannot express. But the mind can know. So the next time you're presented with something that is foolish, or a time waster, or petty, and that'll be probably within the next 10 minutes. Right? Because we're always getting upset about the silliest things. That someone crosses in front of us, or that a baby cries, or that we're hungry, or that whatever it is. Foolishness. Silliness. Unfruitfulness. The next time that you're presented with such a thought, evaluate it. Is it the mind of Christ or not? What did Christ do for you? Since He did so much for us, can't we do a little for Him? If we think this way, then we will be saved. I would like to talk for a long time about all of these Gospels. But they're all summed up, really, very well by the Apostle today. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Let's remember this. Not just such that we remember it as facts, but that it lives in our heart. Amen.